My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on this Victory Monday. Shout out to everybody whose favorite team won. I know my favorite team won yesterday, so I'm feeling pretty good. And I just want to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly of this football weekend. Let me cue up my music real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
There we go.
Oh, he's really got it.
The good, the bad, really got the ugly it. From the weekend. I got to start with the good. Shout out the NIU coach. Mm-hmm. Coach Thomas Hammack.
Yes.
He got a big dub. That was the biggest dub in their school history. They never beat a top 10 college team. And I really felt happy for this dude. This is him right after the game on the field talking to a reporter about how this makes him feel.
Top five opponent. This is NIU's first win against a top 10 opponent ever. And for people who need context, you wore this jersey. It's deep for you. Why?
Yeah, I'm so proud of our kids, the coaches, just everybody. They believed. They believed. And we came here and got it done.
Where's this emotion coming from for you?
You know, all these guys that have been with our program, been through the ups and downs, and to continue to fight.
Hell yeah!
You know, it's like they my kids. I'm happy for the adversity, the push through. But, you know, no matter the situation, I just couldn't be more proud. I'm sorry.
See, that's how you're supposed to do it, man. Not like that coach up north that was crying like a baby after he won.
Wow, how did this become?
Yeah, that's how you do it,
man. How does this become Sherrone Morseland?
Hey, that's how you do it. Salute to him, and this is him in the locker room talking to his kids.
Listen, what you can do with the power of belief and working together and just staying through it, through thick and thin, that's what we are. That's a team. That's a family. That's guys that want it. I told you all week, we did not need luck. We did not need luck.
Salute to that man. Salute to NIU. For coming up,
man,
with that big win.
How can you not? I mean, just the emotion on the field was like just so sincere and just awesome. And then you always like an underdog like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. You was hate watching, though, for a different reason, right?
No, I was not. I was not. Shout out to Notre Dame.
Wow. That's. Yeah, no, but it really is cool, like, especially a dude that you could tell, like, cares a ton.
Yeah.
And, I mean, sometimes we end up in this place where we impart too much on these things, and I might be veering into that territory. But it really does feel like that dude cares about those dudes that he's coaching up in a way that it's a passion for him.
No question.
Right? It feels like very much that's the case. And so I feel like that's where the emotion comes from when he's being interviewed, and that's where, you know, he's able to sell them guys on the idea that, hey man, I believe in you, and you don't need luck, and you can get out there and win. And on a day like today, you get your point proven, and I think that's really cool.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The bad.
Uh-oh.
The Giants are bad, man.
Very.
Very
bad.
Very bad.
They made the Vikings look like some world beaters.
Yeah,
I'm not
man.
Sure that that's the case.
It kind of got me questioning a little bit. I'm like, man, we've been sleeping on Sam Darnold? Yeah.
Never.
Oh, dang.
Although, in a way, I am one of those football dorks that's like, I think Sam Darnold, in the right situation, could be a little bit better.
But, you know, I hear you, but they've been saying that about him for how long?
That's right. When he went to the Panthers, it was like, here we go. Yeah. His opportunity. He went to the Niners, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Just give him an opportunity to step up there. And so here he goes with the Vikings, blowing out the Giants.
Yeah, man. Speaking of the Giants, Malik Nabers, first-round draft pick, receiver for the Giants, was asked by a reporter after the game, after the bad loss, did you feel like Daniel Jones were trying to give you some enough looks?
Did you feel that he didn't look for you as much as you would have expected?
I mean, I don't know really what was going on back there, but I'm getting out my routes, and I'm just trying to make a play, trying to find him, trying to make a better throw for him to make. I was just doing my job. I mean, that's all I can do.
Hey,
that's my favorite brand of response.
Hey, I say the same thing whenever something ain't going right here. I'll be like, hey, I'm just here to work.
That's my favorite type of response.
Like, I'm just here to do my job.
That's not my department.
That's not
my ministry.
I like the way he stumbled at first because he was like, I don't know what's going on back there.
You know, he's rookie.
You know, I don't know really what was going on back there.
That's above me.
That's all he needed to say right there.
They don't pay me to think about all that. They pay me to run these routes.
I'm just here to do my job.
You know?
That's all I can focus on, man.
Hey,
I don't know what's going on back there, but
I got enough stuff on my plate right here. Yeah. This is my job. I'm trying to work through it. If the ball gets back here, that's on them over there. I love that.
Speaking of bad,
So you know how whenever your team get a good victory and mm-hmm. whenever they leave in the stadium,
oh yeah,
you still got the fans there. Like,
they're chomping at the bit to give you all your love.
So it was some Giants fans that was waiting for Daniel Jones.
Well, they were chomping at their bit too.
And remember, they didn't win, mm-hmm. but they waited for him to come out so he can go to his
car. Jump him?
I don't know, but this is what it sounded like.
I need a million. Give me a bill, Danny.
Just walk into the car.
And it was a long walk.
Oh, man.
It was a long walk.
That's nasty work, man.
Over 100 yards, close to 100 yards, all the way down that fence line. Dude, when you've got people waiting for you after a game for the sole...
Not 200 yards? Because then it'd been more that he threw for.
Yeah. For the sole purpose of heckling and booing you, you got a problem.
That's dedication, man.
You got a problem.
Yeah, that's tough. I do love that they're basically not just asking for refunds. They're like, hey, man, you clearly are getting more than you need out of that check. Go ahead and pass that around, buddy. Yeah,
peel one off. Peel a million off for me.
Yeah, man, for having to watch that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was the bad. Now we got to get to the ugly.
Oh. Okay.
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That is correct.
That was an ugly game for them. It was bad. It was ugly.
I forgot Jerry Jeudy played there.
Yeah.
I had completely forgotten.
Yeah. So, for me, I was kind of hate watching a little bit to kind of see
the car
crash burn.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the Fox game, yeah, America's game of the week.
I definitely was.
But I actually watched the whole thing to hate even more.
Oh, yeah. You were really hating.
A bad game, you turning it off.
Once we got to the third quarter, it was a known result there.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to hate listen a little more this morning. So I decided to get on the Odyssey app and listen to 92.3 The Fan with my man Ken Carmen. And they decided to open the phone lines up for the first
call. Oh, boy.
I saw something, but I didn't hear it.
I saw!
Yeah, exactly.
This was the first call.
Are you ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on The Fan. Hello.
There's two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. No, that's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it.
Man, they bringing up Baker Mayfield.
They
man.
Should.
It's not just they bringing should. Up Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
That is a battered radio host.
Oh, Ken
right?
Carmen. Ken Carmen's had it up to here.
That is a battered radio host. Just the mention of Baker Mayfield's name
can't
sent that man
it.
Into a rage. A fit of rage. He has been hurt. He's been abused. He is done.
He's scarred.
It also doesn't hurt that, you know, they were playing the Dallas Cowboys, right? And look. They be fumbling in the playoffs, but that's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Buccaneers are playing the Commandos,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a little bit of a difference there. Doesn't make it any less funny though.
Yeah, he was pretty battered, but I got somebody else that was pretty battered.
Oh
too.
No,
somebody that's close to my heart.
Really,
my mother-in-law. Shout out to my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. Kim Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So she usually FaceTime my wife every morning. Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Edward, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, how you doing? And I decided to
go there.
Take her off a little bit.
Oh, I said, you a jerk.
Hey, how was that Browns game?
No.
And this is how it went.
What'd you say?
Get back our money from Deshaun. You know what? I don't know. We need, I don't know what we need. Deshaun need to run back that money. I want to prorate his contract.
Hey, so who you want to start at quarterback?
See, I don't know. Oh, what's Flacco? We still got Flacco?
Nah, he with the Colts.
Damn, we always I don't know who we have.
Yeah.
Hell, let's see who Standing Nation's got playing with them. See, can't they do something? Ohio State's quarterback look like? Somebody. It's not Deshaun.
Baker Mayfield looked good in Tampa Bay.
Didn't he though? Pissing me off. I wonder if we could get Baker back. But you know what? Baker should come back because he f***ed around while he was here. He wasn't what he should have been here. And then he matured a little bit and went ahead and got his little stuff back together. Yes, Baker should come back and we should just mend our fences with him.
Yeah, I think he's happy in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Like I said, if we can keep Deshaun, he just need to run back, prorate that money. Because he just living, because I don't give a damn. I'm gonna make my money regardless. I'm gonna throw this ball out, whatever. It's gonna connect, it's not gonna connect, it don't matter. I'm getting paid. He need to work for his money, and he is not working for his money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about his dad. He should have took off and grieved in peace, not grieved on that field.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
Hey, oh, wow. Yo.
I did not know it was going to go there, man.
Oh, my goodness.
This is week one.
That's week one.
And this is week one.
All I said was, how was that Browns game?
Yeah.
You know what you went there. You know what you're
doing. But here's the thing. Like, how ugly can it get? This is week one. Ken Carmen is blowing a gasket. Your mother-in-law just went on a rant, and it's all over Cleveland and Cleveland fans.
It's all over.
I really thought she was going to be like, it don't matter who else, just not him. I really thought. But she put thought into it, and she was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess he could stay. You just got to make sure to pay it back.
Prorate that money.
She said, I guess. She was like, whatever, man. That's broken. He has broken them.
Yeah. We're going to get out of here with one last ugly thing. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to Pardon My Take, the PMT guys.
Yeah.
And they actually had the discussion about this, about if Deshaun Watson, is he a better player or a better person off the field than on the field? That was an actual discussion, and this is how it went.
Deshaun Watson's so bad at football now, I think you could say that he's a better person than football player. I think
he's so bad at football.
I would say
he's a bad person.
I would say as good as he is at quarterback, even better human being.
Yeah, that's how bad he is at football now.
Yeah,
he's a better human than football player.
Yeah,
because he's so bad at football.
That's a great spin zone.
Yeah, he's somehow reversed it.
It's close.
It is close.
It's week.
It's a race to the bottom.
It's week to week. Mincy asked if he can even show his face in Cleveland after this. I was like, I think that's the only part of his body he is allowed to show.
Correct.
Maybe not even the worst NFL contract ever. Maybe not even the worst sports contract ever. Deshaun Watson might have the worst contract ever.
We got to look it up. In Louisiana Purchase, I feel like we got that for like a couple nickels.
We fleeced.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fleeced.
We
the
got French. Them.
Maybe White Star Cruise Lines.
Yeah.
To build the Titanic.
Yeah.
Pretty bad contract.
And then it's Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, close second.
It's ugly in Cleveland, man.
That's nasty business.
Week one.
It's week one, man. It's ugly.
It is the worst contract in NFL history. It is the worst trade in NFL history.
Nah, it sounds like that's the worst contract ever in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Damn, that is crazy because you're damn near, if not better, than the Herschel trade.
Oh, no. We used to argue that way. Is it going to ever be as bad as the Herschel Walker trade? The answer is yes.
Well, yeah, because quarterback. Because it's quarterback in the pay. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Well, more power to him. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
we over here thriving.
Good luck on your next vacation and all those Instagram posts.
Hey, we good. Hey, that's one thing about me. Like, I had fun doing this, but I'm looking with my current girlfriend, man. I'm not looking at my ex. I'm cool.
All right, Stephon.
I watch it. I'm good. Exactly, man. He was spitting facts. I ain't worried about my ex.
Yeah.
I'm good over here.
Hey, appreciate you hanging out with us. It's In the Loop. That's Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the Loop. Sports Radio 610. I just accidentally threw my pen across the room.
It's all right.
You love seeing that.
You're not the first.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm sure they did that in Cleveland.
Yeah,
sure
for much different reasons. Much different reasons. A victory Monday, or victory reaction Monday, that is, here in the Loop. After a Texans 29-27 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Coming up next, has your perspective changed on these Texans after 1 week of football? It seems kind of insane, but is it? We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do.
Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.